The conservative view is not well understood. Progressives have been very successful in creating a false negative view of conservatives in the minds of a great many good people. When I talk about progressives who have this level of influence, I'm talking about the Washington establishment, the mainstream media, and the Hollywood elite. The mainstream media includes NBC, CBS, and ABC in their broadcast and cable entities, and CNN, as well as the Washington Post and New York Times. All of these are strong supporters of the progressive agenda and see it as their responsibility to destroy any individuals and organizations that hold opposing views. In essence, they are the propaganda arms of what I call the progressive movement. In order for freedom to thrive, it is essential that we have a free and objective press. A press committed to speaking truth to power, regardless of the consequences. When major sections of the media believe that it is their job to protect a single political ideology, this threatens freedom and liberty. For a republic to be successful, its citizens must be exposed to all sides of every issue so that they have the information they need to make the decisions necessary for the future success of their society. This is why a clear understanding of conservative thought is essential. For it is conservatives that are currently providing the opposing views on many of society's critical issues. It is impossible to make a good decision, to resolve a conflict, or solve a problem without first gaining a clear understanding of the issue. And this cannot be accomplished if you ignore opposing views. This is Management 101. Managers who ignore this basic rule ultimately fail. I personally witnessed three prime examples: the crash of Atari, the quick end of the online sports-focused venture MVP.com, and the failure of Silicon Graphics. In every instance, management refused to listen to opposing views, and these extremely successful, well-funded companies found a quick demise. There's no doubt, arrogant, ignorant people with ultimate power can quite easily screw things up for the rest of us. Societies, too, must not be afraid of the opposing view, must not attack those who see things differently. It can be very difficult to take the opposing view seriously if you are convinced that those holding those views are evil or even stupid, so ignorant that they are incapable of knowing or even learning the truth. In extreme cases, they are viewed as deplorables, less than human, and therefore deserving of harsh treatment, even physical attack. Progressives have succeeded in portraying conservatives and Republicans as racist xenophobes. Nothing is further from the truth. In fact, conservatives and Republicans embrace diversity, believe it is essential for the ultimate success of a society. However, this extremely negative impression fostered by progressives is believed by many good, caring liberals. This has led to unwarranted attacks on individuals and organizations, both psychological and physical. These attacks are so prevalent that many conservatives and Republicans hide their political views from their friends, associates, and relatives. In other words, while gays and lesbians have come out, many Republicans and conservatives have locked themselves into a political closet, afraid that they will lose their friends and their livelihood will be threatened if their political beliefs are exposed. This total lack of acceptance of the opposing view and anyone holding it dramatically limits a society from making the best decisions, achieving effective conflict resolutions, and solving major societal problems. The danger is that the society, like the above-mentioned companies, will ultimately fail. In my next column, I will share a few stories regarding the way good people are acting out because they have been convinced that those holding opposing views are not worthy of being treated with respect and understanding. A future column will ask the question, are you a progressive, a conservative, or something in between? Then we will move on to the area of specific issues, climate change, gun control, abortion, and COVID-19. Thank you. I hope you enjoy this series.